Good morning. We are continuing with our topic of the bracha that we say on Moshe Shabbos on the candle, Borei Me'orei Ha'esh. And in fact, we have two questions. The first one is fairly quick, and then we'll introduce the second one. So the first one is as follows. What type of bracha is this? We have different types of brachas. We have a bracha when we're having a hana, birkas hanenin, when we're going to drink something, eat something. We have birkas ha'shevach, praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So how about this bracha Borei Me'orei Ha'esh that we say on Moshe Shabbos, also we say it on Motzei Yom Kippur, on the candle. So in fact, there are three opinions on this. One opinion is it's just a zecher be'alma. It's remembering that the first fire was created on the first Motzei Shabbos. It's kind of like the Birkas HaChama, or it's just like the Birkas HaChama that we say on the sun every 28 years. So we want to remember what was. It's more of a historical concept, a zecher, remembering what was. And the second opinion is that it's a Birkas HaShevach. It's a bracha of praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Ma'aseh Bereishis, on creation. And the third is that it's a Birkas Hana, like a Birkas Hanenin. When we say a bracha, when we want to have hana and a drink, and eat something, we have to say a bracha, birkas hananin. So too, before benefiting from light on Motzei Shabbos, we have to say a birkas hananin. So the next question is as follows. When we started yesterday this topic, we said a phrase from the Medrash Tanchum, and in fact, it's a Mishnah in Maseches Brachos, De'ein mevarchin al haner ad she'yosu le'ora. We don't say a bracha. Literally, we don't say a bracha on the ner, Motzei Shabbos, Borei Me'orei, until there is ye'osu le'ora. So what does that mean? Ye'osu le'ora. So this is a very important Gemara brought in the Gemara in Brachos, Daf Nun Gimel Amid Beis, and the Amoraim discuss this as follows. Opinion number one is Rav Yehuda. When we say that you can't say the bracha ad she'yosu le'ora, Amar Rav, Amar Yuda, Amar Rav, Lo Ye Oso Ye Oso Mamish. We don't take it literally that you can't say the bracha until you have Hana'a from it. What does that mean? Hana'a from the light. So the Gemara continues and says as follows, Ela Kol She'ilu Omid Bekarav. All that we require is that you stand, if you would stand close enough and use the light, you could benefit from the light. And if that light, that candle, that torch that you're using is strong enough that the person standing next to it would benefit, then you can say a bracha on it, even if you are from the distance. So what the focus here is, when we say, Ein mevarchin al haner ad she'yosu le'ora, you can't say a bracha until there's benefit. It's not talking about that you need to benefit from it or that you need to be close enough to benefit from that candle, but rather it has to be the type of candle that has to have strong enough light that if somebody were standing close to it, that person could have an awe. So it's a deen in the candle. It's not a deen in the person. The person can be standing a distance away, and even if you can't have benefit, as long as you can see that candle, that is sufficient. So if you think about the Shabbatonim, that you have hundreds of people together, and they have Havdalah together, NCSY Shabbaton, lots of people together. Not everyone has to stand right by the candle. As long as you can see it, as long as that candle can benefit the person who's standing right next to it, you can stand from a distance. As long as you see it, that's all that Rabbi Yehuda says you need. He brings in the name of Rav. That's all you need. It's not literally that you have to be standing and benefit from it. Rava brings a different opinion. Rava says, Ye'osu mamish. When you say you need a benefit, it means it, for the most part, literally, that you have to stand close enough to that candle that you can benefit from it. So it's looking at the individual, also the candle. The candle has to give off enough light that you can benefit, but the individual has to stand close enough to that candle that individual indeed can actually benefit from that candle. We did not say that he actually does have the benefit. We'll get to that on a different day, but you have to stand close enough that you could benefit. And then the Gemara asks on Rava Shita, Ye'osu Mamish, we mean it literally, you have to stand close enough, a comma. How close do you have to be considered that you're close enough? So we have two opinions. Ula says that you can distinguish between an Isar and a Pundion. These were two type of coins. So you can distinguish between two type of coins so you're close enough so you can have a tangible benefit from that candle. And Chizkiya says something similar. You can benefit from two different types of weights. The concept here is that you're standing close enough that you indeed could have a real benefit from standing next to that candle. And in fact, the Gemara continues that Rav Yehuda, actually, he held that you really don't have to be there. This is the first opinion we saw. He said that he used to say the brach on the bir kasaner on somebody who lived from a distance from him. As long as he saw the candle, that's all he cared about. And Rav, on the other hand, would say the bracha on the house next to him that was very close to him, a close neighbor, because Rav was of the view that you actually have to be close enough that you indeed can benefit from that candle. So the Chidushe HaRashba says we actually paskin like Rava. That's how we paskin, because we see also that Ula and Chizkiah agree with Rava. Both Ula and Chizkiah with a Morayim that said you have to stand close enough that you can distinguish between two coins or two weights. So Rava and Ula and Chizkiah, they all agree together that you have to stand close enough indeed that you could benefit from that light. So that is indeed the view of the Rashba. And in fact, that is how we paskin in Shulchan Aruch, like Rava, as follows. Shein mevarachin al haner, we don't say the bracha on the candle. Motzei Shabbos ad sheye oso l'oro, until you ye oso l'oro. That's the quote from our Mishnah. And now the Shulchan Aruch explains, what does that mean? And who he paskins, like the Hainu, sheye samuch lo kedei sheyucho lahakir bein matbiya medina zo, the matbiya medina acheres. You have to stand close enough to that candle, to double wick. You need to, at least two wicks, as we'll get to Amir Tashem in the future. You have to stand close enough so you could distinguish between the coin of one country and the coin of another country. So there we have it, Shulchan Aruch paskening like the Rava, indeed, that when we say you shouldn't say the bracha on the ner, borei morei ha'esh, until ad she'oso me'oro, it means indeed you have to stand close enough that you could indeed benefit from that candle. It's not enough to have a candle that one could benefit from and stand at a distance, but you actually have to be standing close enough that you subjectively indeed can benefit from that candle. Amir Tashem, we will continue this. Have a wonderful day.